PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Baratelli, editor of the Daily City. Thanks for listening, and let's get started with the news. Gyno One Contractors submitted a conditional use permit request to allow a drive-thru for a restaurant as part of the development of a six-unit, 10,000-square-foot retail building across from Lineage Coffee in Mills 50 at 1010 and 1022 East Colonial Drive. The drive-thru would be on the east side of the building. On the west side, according to the plans submitted to the city, there will be a covered patio underneath a roof canopy, possibly for outdoor cafe seating. This thing looks like a suburban shopping strip complete with fake walls to make it look taller. At least they shoved it up against Colonial and put the parking in the back. But this building adds nothing, according to these early renderings, visually to the Mills 50 district. The property is a former gas station. At this time, the Daily City does not know if it's a total brownfield filled with dirt soaking in gasoline or if the whole thing has been cleaned up. You know who else is building their business on a brownfield? Foxtail Coffee. Their eventually to open location in Soto is on the grounds of a former gas station, and it's so bad they asked the city to officially call it a brownfield so they could get free money from the government to clean up the land. I want to explain something. I talk shit about this coffee company because one of the owners has so far harassed, disrespected, and insulted Orlando Weekly, WMFE 90.7, and myself. This owner's behavior is equal to a fart taking wind, then getting sucked back up, and then getting pooted out, and then getting whiffed back in, and then getting air shat back out. The Daily City told you earlier this year that Mall at Millennia is getting an Hermes. Well, we've got some new store news. The mall is also getting a Ted Baker. The brand rests in the same price points as Kate Spade, Coach, and Michael Kors and will sell men's and women's clothing and accessories. The store will open across from one of the three Starbucks in the mall, the food court adjacent one. No opening date has been announced. Orlando was not selected for the Amazon HQ2. But hey, it was one of a handful of cities selected to test McDonald's new never frozen burger patties. They'll be featured only on their quarter pounders and signature crafted burgers. It took 1.5 years to roll them out, so this is not a nugget of a project, folks. The other cities were Dallas, Tulsa, Miami, and Nashville. The rest of America gets the product in May. The morbidly obese restaurant giant claims the burgers will be hotter, juicier, made to order, and timely. They will not clog up that drive-thru. And finally, we told you in January that Orlando is getting its own Voodoo Donut location spring 2018. The Portland-based donuttery is set to open at Universal City Walk next to NBC Sports Grill & Brew. Universal guests will get 52 donut flavors, which we have listed conveniently on thedailycity.com. However, Universal guests will not get such Voodoo Donut classics as the Cock and Balls, Butter Fingering, or Triple Chocolate Penetration. We have photos of all three on the blog. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at The Daily City or go to thedailycity.com. That's where you can also get dates and times of our famous Food Truck Bazaar special events. They bring together the very best food trucks in Orlando and help grow the Central Florida food truck scene. And remember, Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.